This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado added 800 jobs in January, according to the Labor Department. That's a lot less than the state added in the same time last year. State economist Ryan Gedney says the weather could be partly to blame.
It was historically cold and historically snowy. That certainly has some impact for a lot of sectors, again, like construction.
The unemployment rate remains unchanged at 2.8%. Today marks the third anniversary of Colorado's first COVID-19 death, CPR health reporter John Daly.
On March 5th, 2020, the first two people tested positive for COVID-19 in Colorado. By March 13th, the state had 77 known cases, and that day, Colorado officials announced the first death, an El Paso County woman in her 80s who died in a Colorado Springs hospital. The state health department said that the woman had attended several bridge games in the weeks before. Now, 3 years later, Colorado has recorded 1.7 million cases, 76,000 patients hospitalized, and nearly 15,000 Coloradans have died due to COVID-19. All told, 12 million vaccine doses have been administered. Public health experts credit that as helping keep the death toll far lower than it could have been. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Aurora City Council is considering several potential changes. They include making council member commitments full-time, among others. Feedback will go through mid-April. This is CPR News.